I don't ever remember anybody asking me, what do you want to be when you grow up? If I did, I don't remember that I had ever told anybody what. And to think back on it, I really can't tell you. To be when I grew up. I didn't know what I wanted to be. I really didn't know. I do remember of when my brother Lawrence was working down here at Minnewawa Manufacturing in the woven label business. I went into the shop one time and he was cutting cards. And I thought that was an amazing thing. God almighty. Cutting those cards by a design. And, you know, I think that had more effect on me than anything else, and I finally wound up. That's just what I was doing. I cut cards and did designing, some designing, and also I changed cards for 42 years at Minnewawa. I did work at Fred Farr's Electrical Motor Repair for 2.5 years. But that, I don't know. That was in Keene. And I know I had to travel to Keene every morning and home at night. And it worked on me. Gosh, when I worked at Minnewawa, I walked to work. I lived up where Lawrence lives now on Laurel Street and walked down to Minnewawa. Went to work at 6:30 in the morning. Went to 5. Oh, yeah. Did that. And at the end, I was going in at 6 o'clock in the morning. At the end, I was doing the designing. I was doing the cutting. I was doing the changing. They had maybe 10 looms of the 30 going. And as I say, I did all the, before they had 2 card cutters, a card changer, sometimes 2 designers, and now, I mean, at the end, I was all of those, all wrapped in one. But growing up, I can't say that I ever remember of telling anybody that I'd like to be a fireman or I'd like to be a policeman or anything like that. No. But I do think Lawrence's work had the most influence on me, and I wound up, as I say, I wound up working 42 years for that company, that type of work. All right? I think this will be the end.